morning. It's 8:11 a.m. Wednesday, July the 5th, 2017. And I am just barely dragging this morning. The problem was fireworks. Not that the sanctioned fireworks were running all that late, but we had people putting off loud kabooms in our neighborhood till about 1 a.m. And I woke up at 4:30 and couldn't go back to sleep. So I'm operating on pretty much zero. It's all I could do to just drag myself around here this morning. I was late getting out. I have to get back so that I can have time to get breakfast. I got an appointment with the bank at 10 o'clock, so. It's going to be okay, that noise you hear is a tree company taking down a dead tree and chipping it. I have to walk right by it. Across the street so I don't have to walk underneath. And I'll probably clip this piece out in post-production. An operation. Two trimmer trucks, chipper, five or six guys. Okay, probably far enough away now I can actually talk and still be heard. So yeah, today I have to go visit with the bank. 10 o'clock, wife and I gotta go talk to them. Last night was a frustrating evening. Not the least of which was because we had people blowing things up at 1 a.m. But because early in the evening we decided we were gonna go. We usually go over to the park and watch the fireworks show from the country club. It's handy. It's not too terrible. If you go early enough, it's not too terrible finding a place to park. The problem is we didn't go early enough. Because around 8:30, after I had finished my fourth mile for the day yesterday and showered and put on my pajamas and was about ready to take my pills for the night, they decided we were going to go. And I had to go because I'm the one who can park the van and can drive in the dark without problem anymore. To say that I was not entirely on board would be a bit of an understatement. Yes, it was lovely. It was sitting outside was relatively cool. Sitting on the ground was not onerous in the extreme. We didn't have to wait very long because by the time we got there, got a place to park. We had to wait about, I don't know, 20 minutes. I had my book on my phone. I took a bunch of pictures. None of them came out, so I'll just toss them. The dark, the fireworks, for the most part, came out as white streaks, which is not too surprising. Or their color was washed out because they were so bright. There might be one or two in there that I can salvage, but for the most part, they're just sort of trash. Get them off my phone so I stop taking up the space. There are few holidays that I really... In fact, I don't think there's a single holiday that I dislike more than the 4th of July. Because I really don't like going to the fireworks shows. I saw the fireworks shows in Montreal one year, where they had a competition in the bay, in the river, with barges anchored out in the river. And every night was a new fireworks show. That was spectacular. I've seen the fireworks at Epcot. Those were spectacular. These are nice. Not exactly in the same category of spectacular. And somebody pointed out online yesterday that the amount of money spent quite literally burned and blown up would have made a really nice contribution to the food bank. Would have gone a long way toward actually something useful instead of a flash of light and a bang. I mean, I get it. Yeah, okay. We like to celebrate the 4th of July with fireworks, the symbolic waging of war, to celebrate the International Treason Day. I don't know, it's not my favorite holiday. I used to like it. I used to, when I was a kid, we didn't go to the fireworks very often. They were a long way off. We had to drive quite a ways to get there. It was a pain in the butt. And driving back was always a problem because of country roads. So I have a much deeper respect for my parents' perspective on fireworks. When my father became a deputy state trooper, he was always working that night. during traffic duty or whatever. So it was mom and four kids, and mom just said, go to bed. Okay, say it with me. Bunk post. This is going to be a hot one.
Ready?
Good morning. Get a little bit of shade here, but I waited just a bit too long. The ambient is good. The ambient is cool. It's 60, 66, 68. But I am tooling along here. I do want something for breakfast. I'm not exactly sure what. Perhaps scrambled with quinoa this morning. Use cheese instead of a ham. Some peppers, some onions. That'd be pretty good. Add a piece of toast. The second breakfast is, I was looking back over my eating habits, and the second breakfast was notoriously light on carbs. I'm allowed a lot of carbs. 75 per meal, 3 meals a day, plus 3 times 15, for another 45. Plus 45 is 270. And I rarely break 100 a day. So I need to, well, one of the things I need to do is I need to drink a glass of milk. Because I forgot to put the milk order out last night. Which means we now have our standing order, which is a gallon and a half of milk in the cooler I have to pick up on my back through the door. Back through the dooryard. And I still have a quart. Actually, I have more than that left in the fridge. So what I'm probably going to do is rotate my stock and drink the fresh milk. Toss the old one. Which is an extra week old at this point. And maybe make it a point to drink 2 or 3 glasses of milk a day. Oh, at some point I have to get my head back into Suicide Run. To get back into the game. The motivation is very helpful. The motivation pack has been terrific. I have 4 more units of the secret project that I need to take care of. Today's the 5th. I've got about 10 days, so I gotta take care of that. This is the month that I can apply for Medicare. So I need to renew my passport. There's a lot of people out and about this morning. I'm kind of surprised. Although, I don't know why. I suppose people take this week off as vacation because it's only 3 days. They get the whole week with the Monday and Tuesday holiday. Okay, that sun is hot. Holy cow. I gotta change my go for a walk alarm. I think something a little bit earlier. Which way is this guy going? It's an interesting pile of litter. And a little cul-de-sac here. I just walked by. It's way on the far side. There's a stack of what are probably fireworks launchers. I've seen a lot of litter on the road. There's a bunch of stuff right here. Broken launchers, exploded casings, about 100 bottle rocket sticks. I'm gonna bet nobody's gonna come pick those up. Yeah. I could be wrong. Ah, there we go. I've got past the park. I'm in the shade now. Last street. Morning. Oh, that's delightful. It's quite cool here in the shade, the shadow of my house at the back gate, the point where I say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.